they don't want you to know certain things. One would think that the large corporate media was only owned by one or two corporations. But we know that's not true. Because I can go from station to station. I got friends got cable. They go for weeks and never see anything. Right, you know, if God meant for us to make our own media, she would have, you know, invented digital cameras and camcorders and the ability to put on your own shows and broadcast them. Oh my God! They're doing it! Oh no! We can't keep us stupid. Think of this. 5 major street revolutions in which people in the street by computers alone called people after all the major media shut down. In Serbia. In Indonesia. These aren't happy places. In Indonesia, they slaughtered, what, $100,000, $200,000 a year for 25 years in a year period of total revolution and evacuated the land. But isn't it amazing? The media doesn't talk about how you do this. But it's very important. Think of this. The height of Reagan, 1984. 1 million people show up in New York protesting development of nuclear energy. From that year on, no nuclear plant certified gun in America. Then the thing you talk about is an organizing masterpiece. The fact is, before 1984, you know, that year, plans in action didn't work. After that, then there's 1 million people were in the city, and it wasn't just the crazies. There's a little old grandmother saying, they're taking all my money in my accounts, and they're building nuclear plants, and those suckers lose money, and I'm not going to suddenly just quietly cease us in 1984. And if you look at any history book, totally silent on the ability of 1 million people coming in place with a vast organization behind it, and afterwards to stop all nuclear plant development since 1984. And they're now talking about it. Wake up, put it back. They're going to cut off the oil, right? So we better get a lot of plants online. They could steal our gas. Maybe we should go back to nuclear. It'll be too cheap to meter, right? Yeah. We can just take the garbage and stick it in the ocean. Yeah. And it's good for the animals. Yeah. You know, I remember Chernobyl.